there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. We got football tonight, sort of, and we have postseason baseball. Mariners at the Astros, Guardians at the Yankees, and the Commanders at the Bears. I thought the Bears were favored. Now I just looked, according to DraftKings, the Commanders, -1. How about the over-under? How many games this season have I said first 1 to 21 is going to win the game? That might be the case because I think the over-under is around 38 or 39 tonight. Might be the first to 17 if you're going to take the under here. Yes, Paulie?
It's the only over-under this weekend that's under 40 points.
Yeah, 38 points.
The biggest one of the weekend, Bills-Chiefs is 54. You got to go over there.
Okay, better game, Eagles-Cowboys, Bills-Chiefs. Better game. Now, Bills-Chiefs might have more attached to it. We may not have Dak there. If I had Dak in this game, then I would say the Eagles and the Cowboys. That'll be Sunday night, and that'll be on NBC. Chris Collinsworth will join us to preview that. I don't believe Dak is going to play. Do you see where Dak was taking some reps, but he was throwing left-handed in practice? Now, I don't know if he's doing that just to kind of goose the media here, but he was throwing left-handed as opposed to right-handed because he still has the injured thumb. Todd, with a puzzled look on his face.
I like to hear Jerry Jones. He's been breaking it down like he's some type of physician. He's got to be really spinning the ball for us to even to consider putting him out there. And he's basically GM and like some type of neuro doctor all of a sudden.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Well, it's one of those where you go, I'm not a doctor, but he's playing one on TV. That's Jerry Jones.
Metatarsal.
He can't spin it right now. But he will be able to. It still makes more sense for Dak. Now, even if he's 100%, do I want to throw him in there against the Eagles, or do I want to wait where we have the Lions and the Bears coming up? I know it's important, but you're going to go against a really good defense here. Now, you can bang your hand against anybody, but I would want to wait here. How does the offense change when Dak comes back? That's the question I have for Chris Collinsworth. Does the offense change? Should the offense change? Seems like they got a formula here. Good defense, run the football, and get a couple of plays out of your quarterback. Yeah, Paulie.
If you were the head coach and the head doctor of the Dallas Cowboys, would you tell Jerry Jones everything, knowing that whatever you tell him is going to be every day he talks to the media? He does radio shows. He does pregame, postgame. Would you tell him the opposite from a strategy standpoint? Like, let's say Dak Prescott was completely ready to go, but you say, Jerry, it's...
Oh, no, you could never get caught in a lie.
But you using your own owner to put out things
no,
that
No, I would just tell him.
Or you ask Jerry, say, hey, Jerry, he's ready to go, but can you go out there and say, it doesn't look good? Just like that, doesn't
no,
look good.
No, I don't think Mike McCarthy could say...
Mike McCarthy couldn't go, doesn't look good?
No, I don't think he can... I don't know if he has that accent. You know, Mike McCarthy sounds a little bit Mike Lip. You know, he's just like more like that.
Like he's always eating a sandwich.
Yeah, he's always got just a little bit of a sandwich left in there. You know, he's not 100%. Yes, eating.
You think Jerry Jones today more concerned about Dak's hand or Daniel Snyder?
Dak's hand.
You do?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Big article, you know, ESPN about Daniel Snyder. Long, long, well-researched, great reporting there, great reporters on this. But I don't know what's going to happen.
But that's kind of like the what has me so intrigued by it all is the possibility of what could happen. I mean, if Daniel Snyder does have all of this dirt on all these people, and he's clearly being backed into a corner with all these lawsuits and allegations and all of this crap, is he just going to burn the whole league to the ground?
I don't know.
I don't know either,
don't
but
know.
Damn it, it feels like he could.
I know. I know. That he's hired private investigators to investigate other owners and even the commissioner. He's got dirt on everybody.
Let's just follow these threads in this story all the way and just let's just imagine for a second.
Ooh.
Every one of them is 100% true.
Yeah.
Right? And he does have private investigators digging up dirt on all the owners and the commissioner. Holy smokes, dude.
You know.
What? And now the guy's being threatened, you know, with lawsuits and all of this stuff. They're trying to take his team away. I mean, the possibilities there are
fascinating.
Holy moly.
I'm taking some people with me. That mentality.
No, and that's what it feels like with Daniel Snyder. It's like, all right, you're going to take my team away. I'm going to take away something from you guys. And are you going to take down anybody, or are you just going to publicly embarrass them? Yes, Mark.
Man, this is like the NFL version of New Jack City. Wesley Snipes' character, he's like, I'm snitching on everybody. If I'm going to jail, y'all all going to jail. This is bigger than Nino Brown.
No, this is about Succession, the show on HBO. If they wanted to do a football version of this, a sports version, this is what you could have. Because Daniel Snyder... I mean, there's a lot that could be in play here, and it does make more sense when you go, why haven't you guys started the process to vote him out? The commissioner says in front of Congress, hey, I don't have the authority to oust him. Do you have the authority to begin the process here? And if you get 24 owners who sign up and go, all in favor, say aye. All opposed? Nay. You got Jerry Jones over there going, nay. Yes, Todd.
And Daniel Snyder's alleged threats on what he may or may not have in these people. What is his poker face like? Is he holding a pair of threes? Does he have four aces? Curious to see.
Well, he didn't do any interviews. I think we did one interview with him.
When he bought the team.
Yeah.
They brought him up to Bristol, and he was really nice to us.
Came to ESPN.
That's his genius, is not tripping over his own words. I wouldn't say genius, but
yeah, I wouldn't go.
I would say that
far.
Is his long-term strategy. I'm not going to take myself down.
Yeah.
If they ever made a show about about this, it'd be called Succession, the Washington football story.
Okay.
Succession.
All right. Yes, Eden.
Remember how the sports world basically lost its mind over Tom Brady's text messages? He's looking for a pool cover. Oh, my God. We led with that for like three straight days. That, could you imagine if all of this dirt starts coming out about owners that this dude has dug up? It'd be crazy. It would be crazy.
Nobody wants it, but is it inevitable that this is where we're headed? Because, I mean, Washington is an embarrassment, not just in the NFL, in all the sports. And Daniel Snyder's still holding on there. And you keep going, how is this possible? But it is. Because maybe everybody's looking around going, do you want to vote? Yeah, I don't know. Do you? I don't know. But they all know, and there's a quote that, you know, Daniel Snyder talks about how, everybody's all together, you know. But they all hate each other. They're all together. And then one of the owners said, hey, no, we all hate him. It's not, you know, we all hate one another. No, we all hate Daniel Snyder. But until you have, there's no smoking gun in this article. And that's what I'm waiting for. You got something? Great. Let me hear. Sean McVay says the Rams have not made their last offer to Odell Beckham Jr. the third. Beckham tweeted out, he said, L.A. knows where I wanted to be, but they didn't offer me anything, in capital letters. So I don't know what people want me to do. I definitely know my worth, and what the offer was isn't reflective of that. So it's tough to say that I can come on back, even though I thought I'd finally found that home. Okay. Sean McVay said this isn't their final offer. This is what I think is happening here. What if the Rams aren't good this year? What if they're not playoff eligible? Why would I spend money on Odell Beckham? And I think that's what's happening here. I think the Rams are just taking a wait and see. When is he going to be healthy to come back? Is it another month before he comes back? Are they talking November for him to come back from his knee surgery? And if that's the case, do I want to wait maybe three or four more games and then we decide? I'm going to guess Green Bay would be curious. Buffalo, Tampa Bay would be a place. Dallas would be a place. But I think he's going to have – he's not going back to the Giants,
playoff eligible.
They're still playoff eligible. I don't know if he's going, you know what, let me go back there, full circle. Danny Dimes. OBJ wants to go where, okay, I'm going to put up some good numbers here. I don't think you're going to get that with the Giants. The other ones, yeah. And Aaron Rodgers has openly flirted with OBJ to have him come back. By the way, I walked in today and I had my Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, ayahuasca for lovers shirt on. And look over, Seton's got the same T-shirt on. So I think we're on the same kind of page, manifesting.
It's really written in the stars.
We're on a wavelength.
Yeah.
I'm putting out positive vibes here.
We're cosmically linked now forever, Dan.
I'm going to have some positive vibes that I'm putting out here.
Because what you put out, you get back into the world.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's equal to the love you make.
Love you take.
Yeah, something
take
like that.
Make.
Yes. So you have baseball last night. You had the Padres over the Dodgers, all solo home runs in there. Braves shut out the Phillies. Both those series tied at a game apiece. Mariners at the Astros today, Guardians at the Yankees, Commanders at the Bears. Spent a little bit of time, first hour, maybe too much time, talking about my OCD, my tic that I have, and it's like half a mania or something like that. Paulie said he found out what it was. I like to touch things. I like it in order. If a picture, I've walked into a home where it's somebody I'm just meeting, and I'll go, that's crooked. And they look at you like, what is wrong with you? But I do this in the man cave. I have so many items in here, but I'm always looking, going, that could be straightened out a little bit. Yes, Paul.
Heard back from a psychologist, and he said, without diagnosing your case specifically, but he said garden variety, he said, if it's simple as like preferring order, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Not being able to handle when it's not in order, that's when it can become a problem. Okay. They said the number one reason for someone who has this, if you call it an affliction, is from the psychologist. It probably streams from needing order in a larger household as a child that had a lot of disorder. That created some level of anxiety as a child that has been reinforced over time. Mm-hmm. Most likely goes back to your childhood of a household without order, and you didn't like it.
You're out of order!
Which is kind of what we were saying.
Yeah.
So he said that's the general assumption with a case like that.
Okay. But I would get my Sports Illustrateds. They all had to be stacked perfectly.
Respect.
Sport magazines, my sporting news, they all had to be stacked perfectly. If somebody messed with my albums, that they were out of order, that bothered me. And even now, I got all these helmets in here, jerseys. I got basketballs here, footballs here. And I can always tell when somebody, like, picks it up and they want to play with the football, and then they put it back down, and then they don't put it down correctly. And I'm like, no, come on. Yeah, Paul.
But the problem is you have a studio where when people come here, especially the first time, that's all they want to do is touch stuff. Hey, there's a...
Maybe they've got a problem.
There's Kelly Slater's surfboard. I'd love to look at that. And they move it just 3 inches to look at the signature.
I know.
Hey, there's Tony Hawk's skateboard that he used in the X Games. I would love to put that down and play with it.
All right. Yes, Tom?
You think we all need to be fingerprinted so there's some kind of record so that you can immediately trace who moved the basketball like 1 millimeter to the left? Just a thought.
Why does everything have to be a joke, Tom?
It's not a joke. This way you know who did it. Everyone's like, I don't know. I didn't touch it. I didn't touch it. It's like,
and then what happens?
Here it is.
And then what happens?
Then
can
you decide
I fire?
What kind of punishment?
Then I can fire someone.
30 pies to the face and water balloons.
Once again, everything's a joke to you.
That 1 millimeter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? That's why I have as many cameras as I have, Todd. I watch everything.
I know you do.
I see everything.
I think the OCD stuff is also about being a perfectionist, a control freak. There's other things besides that. When you were 6 years old, there was a bunch of chaos in the house.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with chaos. It was just six kids in a house.
That sounds chaotic.
Well, all right.
See, you wouldn't know if you grew up in chaos because it's the only way that you know growing up.
Six kids, 4 bedrooms. Yeah.
It's like that thing like where you think you grew up normal because like that's the way you grew up, yeah. And then you get to be an adult and you find out it's not normal. You're like, oh, who knew? I didn't know that. I thought it was normal.
Well, that happened on Christmas. I thought, okay, everybody got 3 gifts. That was it. And then I go down the street to the Wolf family, and I walked in. You couldn't walk in because the entire floor was covered, and I went, oh, my God, this is a toy store in here. And I was like, and it hit me so hard. I'm like, oh, my God, so that's what you get on Christmas? Yeah, Paul.
See, it's right, though. It's what you think is normal. We had a family growing up called the Callahans. They had 9 kids. I would come home from their house. I'm like, I just need some quiet. It was so wild over there. Everyone's punching each other. They're spilling milk, and they're ripping things. I'm like, the Callahans are crazy. And I'd run home. I'm like, calmness.
The Todd birthday sale, sort of the Todd's Limerick greeting cards at danpatrick.com, are 50% off. We have game day backyard barbecue candles. Those candles are awesome. They are great. Penny's Bang biscuits. We have Penny's Bang jerky as well. All restocked at danpatrick.com. We'll get the phone calls coming up. And we'll talk about the college football weekend. Don't know if Bryce Young's going to play against Tennessee. When's the last time Tennessee had a game this big, this important, at home? The great Brent Musburger set to join us coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show. Discover, a message brought to you by Discover. Did you know that you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? That's the latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that would be selling your data, and they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms, learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Football coming up Sunday night on Peacock and NBC. Eagles and the Cowboys will Dak Prescott play. How much of a line change would that be with Dak Prescott? Didn't we ask Vegas or DraftKings, like if you were going to look at one quarterback, what would the impact be on the betting line? Yeah, Paulie.
We did that a couple years ago, and the biggest ones were Tom Brady when he had a subpar backup quarterback, and it was upwards of 6 to 7 points.
Yeah. I wonder what it would be for Dak Prescott if he does play.
We could find that.
Okay, see what you can do there. Brent Musburger, Hall of Famer, and he's got a pregame anchor gig. Oh, he's back. Back the countdown to kickoff with Brent Musburger. And every Sunday from noon till 1 Eastern on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. He joins us now. Hi, Brent. How are you?
I'm good, Dan. How you been, my good bud? Look, are you selling all that stuff that's in front of you there at the desk? Is that what you're doing now?
No. Those are just tchotchkes. I collect. Did you collect all the years that you covered sports? Any interesting memorabilia?
Yeah, if you go up into a storage bin up in Montana, you can find things like Catholics versus the convicts. That was 88, a young Notre Dame student. I think he got kicked out of school for it, Dan, but it was a big, big-time meeting. Jimmy Johnson was coaching the Canes. Lou Holtz was coaching the Fighting Irish, and it was a meeting for the number one ranking in the country, and this young man had these T-shirts printed, and he gave it to me. It just broke me up before the game. Now, I had taped an opening to that game, but I had to redo it because the Canes and the Irish got into a fist fight in the they left, and they changed how they came on the field after that. So, you know, things like that, lots of great memories. There's a few. Oh, by the way, I do have from the 50s a Mickey Mantle baseball card, the Topps. It's not in A1 condition, but it's in pretty good condition. I have almost the entire first set of Topps baseball cards. My mother did not throw them out. They were in the basement, so I found them.
What do you think that's worth?
Well, what'd the last one sell for, Dan? It went for a good dollar. I know that. A
few million, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's, you know, the ones that are ranked at 10, they're centered directly on the card. This one of Mickey is over just a little bit so that the border is not perfect on both sides. So that would hurt the value of it a little bit because I know what they're looking for. So it's not, I wouldn't rank it a 10. I might rank it a 7.5, something like that. Yeah.
Do you still have your CBS blazer when you guys did the NFL Today?
Oh, yeah. I've got it somewhere tucked away. Sure. You know, they didn't, you know, the logo that now that they all wear and they've worn for years, we didn't have that back in the day.
Okay.
I think maybe NBC might have started the Blazers first. Probably ABC. Now that I think of it, Rune Arledge probably started the Blazers ahead of it.
How much competition was there back in the day when CBS did their pregame show and NBC with Bryant Gumbel did theirs? How competitive were you two?
Fierce.
Really?
I mean, we battled for viewers every week. Both of us very competitive, and you know, we've been friends through the years. It certainly wasn't personal, but the big thing about the NFL Today, Dan, back in that day, was the fact that the NFC East and the Chicago Bears and the then Los Angeles Rams, before they moved to St. Louis, they were all good teams. So we had the major markets. We dominated then because of the NFC. Things have flipped, obviously, and they flip depending on the quarterbacks that you have in each given conference. But the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, then the Washington Redskins, George Allen was down there. I mean, great, great games. Dick Vermeil took over the Philadelphia Eagles and made them relevant. You had the running of the Bears in the mid-80s with Refrigerator Perry in there, Jim McMahon, Walter Payton, and all that. So we dominated during that time. But it wasn't so much us or the pregame as it was the games we were leading into. It's kind of an interesting story at CBS. A lot of people don't realize 60 Minutes had failed midweek, and they sort of shoved it into Sunday just to have a place for it. But it was the NFL, especially the Dallas Cowboys, that turned that program around. We were under orders to get out as quickly as we could with the second game of the doubleheader. And we had a producer by the name of Chuck Milton who always did the key game. And if you go back and look at the time frames, he would always run it a little past 7 o'clock in the East. And coming up next on CBS, 60 Minutes, we dumped huge audiences into the show, and they took it from there. Mike Wallace and the gang took it from there. And so I always said the NFL is what made 60 Minutes must-view television back in the day. And, of course, you got to remember, we only had the major networks back in the day, NPR. Was in. We didn't have any cable. I mean, ESPN was born while the NFL Today was up on the air, and so, you know, we had more of an exclusivity back in the day. But it was great. It was great fun.
And I couldn't help but think of Pat Summerall with Angela Lansbury dying. You know, with the show Murder, she wrote, and the fact that he would do it and extend that pause because there's a comma, and it felt like. He wanted to do that to crack up John Madden, but he would be, and coming up, Murder, she wrote. And Madden got the biggest kick out of that when Pat would do that.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting story, too, because we had a big production meeting. Van Gordon Sauter was in the head of CBS Sports, and there was actually a debate as to who John Madden was going to work with. Now, there is an announcer who never gets any credit, long forgotten, but Madden's first partner was Gary Bender. And Gary Bender was one of the most generous announcers of all time.
NBA announcer, really, too.
Yeah, he really taught John how to handle a booth and the monitors and everything. And then it became the debate was between Pat Summerall or Vince Scully, okay? And about half of the people in that meeting, including Van, were pushing for Scully to be Madden's partner. But what won out was the feeling, and it was accurate, that with Summerall, Madden would have more room, that Pat was more succinct, whereas Vinny, with his eloquent way, would occupy more of the broadcast time. I think that was correct. I think it was a win-win. Summerall had been working with Tom Brookshire, and they were fun together too. Yeah. I mean, it, obviously Brookie was more of a character, and then John came along, and it was a perfect pairing. And Scully's last game for CBS Dan was with Hank Stram, was the analyst, and it was Dwight Clark with the touchdown catch that beat the Cowboys in the playoffs in San Francisco. That was Scully's last football call for CBS. So he went out with a great game.
We're talking to Brent Musburger. You have these characters like Dick Vitale. You wouldn't think that would be somebody who would be transcendent, that he would last for decades. Even Chris Berman, John Madden. It's how do you explain these certain characters where you wouldn't put them in and go, yeah, right out of central casting, they work. Why do they work?
They're genuine. They're different. They're loud. You cannot ignore them as they go forward. What was it? The fastest 3 minutes in the NFL tonight. I was listening, and I said, "My buddy Chris is still grinding it away." Howard Cosell, another one of those characters. But I think that the most important thing about all of them, they're genuine.
Did you know Cosell that well?
Oh, I knew him. Oh, yeah, I really knew Howard. He was a character. He became insufferable later. Okay, to tell you the truth, if you were on one side of the street of Manhattan and you saw, you stay on the other side of the street. Okay, man. But at his peak, okay, people don't realize that he started in broadcasting. He was a Little League baseball coach, and they were just looking for somebody to do a radio show, and Howard did it. But I'll never forget Kurt Gowdy, the old cowboy. He and Howard were out drinking, and Gowdy was another good friend. He told me the story, and one thing led to another, and suddenly it was dawn in Manhattan, and Howard had to do his radio show. Come with me, cowboy. I'll show you how you do a radio show. Howard's condo complex. And up they go in the elevator, Kurt said. And there was a New York Times back in the day. They delivered newspapers. You know, they put them right outside the door. And there was the New York Times. And Howard grabbed it, went into the condo. And there was a closet, as Kurt said, right there to the left. And he opened the door, and he rummaging through shoes and everything. And he pulled the microphone out. And there was a telephone there and a connection with the studio. This is Howard Cosell speaking of sport. He had the New York Times there. I think the NBA season was probably on. And he went through the New York Knicks in a game that night and everything. And this is Howard Cosell signing off until tomorrow. He slams it down, shows over, and he said, that cowboy, that is how you do radio. Gowdy said it just broke him up forevermore. Cosell was an unbelievable talent, and he could do it right to the second, ad lib, and then end it. And he loved putting on a show. I had my wife, Arlene, actually, Rune was trying to hire me at ABC. So we went to a Monday night game at down in Miami, little Orange Bowl. And Howard came in, and he had not met Arlene. So he gets into a conversation and, you know, he's putting me down and he's talking to Arlene and he's going, and the stage manager's yelling at Howard, we're on the air in 30 seconds, you know? And so, and he walks and opens up. He was a genius. And, you know, the first night, Pete Rozelle told me that, at least a half dozen owners, after that opening Monday night game between the Jets and the Cleveland Browns on ABC, at least a half dozen called the league office and demanded that Rozelle get rid of Cosell from the broadcast. Wow. And so Rozelle told me he called Rune Arledge to have a conversation with him. And he said it was Rune who convinced him under no circumstance would he change. Howard was there to stay. And Pete, your job is to tell the owners. And Pete sided with Rune in that and went back to the owners and said, we think he's going to be good for us. And the rest is history. I mean, Howard brought in record audiences. He was the first one. You know, the halftime highlights were really relevant back in the day because you didn't see every game on a Sunday.
And you were thrilled if he did your team. You know,
oh yeah. Well, you got upset if he didn't.
Yeah,
people were upset with Howard. He didn't show highlights.
The countdown to kickoff with Brent Musburger. So each Sunday from noon until 1 Eastern. So what's special about this show that you're going to do?
Well, you know what's interesting is because Dan, you and I have talked about the legalization of gambling across the country, and VSiN actually preceded the Supreme Court ruling, which opened it up, and now. We've got upwards of 40 states where it's going to be legal. I think Ohio legalizes the first of the year, I think somebody told me. But at any rate, it's an enormous part. All you have to do is watch an NFL game now, and you see the ads from DraftKings in particular. They have DraftKings, of course, bought VSiN. So in effect, we work for DraftKings now, and you can see the amount of advertising they do up on the game. So, but in that last hour, in the countdown to kickoff on VSiN, the last hour before they kick it off, millions and millions of dollars change hands in the legalized betting markets. So those numbers are changing. And, you know, we come up with relevant statistics. For example, in the first part of the season, that people like to bet over-unders. You know, they prefer to bet the over. That's a little bit more fun. But in divisional games, the unders hit at a dramatic rate. I mean, it was make money time if you were a bettor who followed things like that. So we do that. There's also always a couple of injuries that you've got to keep an eye on. And then just like we did with the NFL today, there's weather. We had wind in a couple of places, and you know, wind is more important than actually rain, snow, things like that, because it affects a passing game when you go into that wind. So those are the things that are relevant. And we talk to people. Michael Gahn runs a South Point. We get the updated odds down there. Derek Stevens opened up this unbelievable sports book here at Circa at the other end of town. So we talk to their people and their bookmakers and try to pass along relevant information. Now, I've said this to you many, many times, youngsters in particular, be careful. If you think you're coming in and you're going to regularly beat these numbers, forget about it. It's not going to happen. Okay. But if you want to have a little fun, you got a little extra cash to put out there on a ball game, Go ahead and go for it. But don't think that you're going to make your living betting the National Football League. I mean, these bookies, these numbers are very, very tough.
I'll leave you with this. How warm is the seat for Josh McDaniels in Vegas?
Well, warmer than anybody expected, okay? 1-4, and there were some questionable decisions. Now, I had been to one game. I went in person and watched the Denver game, okay? And I thought he handled the sideline very, very well. I had good seats and I could watch down below. And I thought it was a very good performance. And that's the game they won. But I thought he made some strange decisions on Monday night. Now, I don't mind anybody going for two, especially when you're on the road to take the lead. But when I see 4 minutes and 30 seconds up there, I'm not sure what you gain. Even if you're 1 point ahead, you've given arguably one of the two best quarterbacks in the league, Patrick Mahomes, an awful lot of time to get down there and score again and regain the lead. Now, if you're down to a minute 30, and you've scored that touchdown and you're on the road and you're an underdog, go for it. And then he came down the field late. He got the ball back, and it was unfortunate that Davante Adams didn't get the second foot down. But then, Dan, they had a fourth and very, very short, and he had already gambled once going along for a touchdown in the first quarter. And he threw it deep again, and I thought, wait a minute, you know, Josh Jacobs, am I missing something? Jacobs is having a really good night. Yeah. And they had run a play against Denver where they lined Jacobs up as the fullback and brought in a different running back at the tail. And the defensive line obviously thinks that Jacobs is coming straight ahead. And then they pitched to the rookie from Georgia, White, and he ran for an easy first down. I just thought it was strange. Now, having said that, the game that I watched in person, I was impressed. The offensive line coach, they're not good talent-wise across the line, but the offensive line coach is doing a good job, okay? He mixes and matches, and he uses his rookie more in the second half than he does in the first. He does good. The defense needs a lot of work. This is not a contender for the Super Bowl, The schedule gets a little bit easier after this week, which is a bye week. They could climb back into a chance to get into the playoffs. But Mark Davis is very impatient. He inherited that from his father. And I know after they went 0-3, had a long meeting, kept him from the press and that. So I don't know. As far as the fan base is concerned, you know, they're willing to give him some time, Dan. I think, but I must say, Monday night, I thought there were some strange decisions.
Good luck with the show. It's always great to talk to you. Keep in touch. Thank you, Brent.
Great. Keep that collection going.
I will. Nice. Brent Musburger, Hall of Famer, and the Sports Betting Network announcing Countdown to Kickoff with Brent Musburger. That'll be every Sunday from noon until 1 Eastern. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got your phone calls. Chris Collinsworth will preview Cowboys-Eagles coming up next hour. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Carson Wentz and Justin Fields will throw for over 400 passing yards combined. You can bet on that tonight if you want to. Anybody? I mean, come on. 200 yards for each? Anybody signing up for that? Over 400 yards combined. Over-under is 38. And the over-under, okay. Here's something for you. This is how evenly matched the Commanders and the Bears are, which is embarrassing for the Commanders. Over-under right now for both of these teams is the same number. 5.5 wins.
Oof.
Yikes. Yikes. Now, I was correct last time I brought this up to you. The person who was the favorite to score the first touchdown in the Raiders game, and it was Davante Adams. And it was Davante Adams with the first touchdown. Who has the best odds to score a touchdown tonight? Todd?
I'm going to say Justin Fields is going to run one in.
Okay. Justin Fields is third on the list. Paulie, being a Bears fan?
Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver.
He is second on the list. Anybody else want to guess? Because you're probably not aware of this person. David Montgomery. He is your favorite.
There you go.
Yeah. Then Terry McLaurin, Justin Fields, Brian Robinson Jr. the third, Curtis Samuel, and Antonio Gibson. A couple of phone calls in here. Candace in California. Hi, Candace. What's on your mind today?
Dan.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, Danette. This is the first time, long time, 147.59.
All right.
Yeah, I have the very same affliction that you have, evidently.
Okay, and that is?
To know, well, the touching of particular art objects, and centering things and making things, you know, that type of thing.
Okay.
I was at San Simeon out here in California with my sister, and we were being filed through the garden, and there was a statue of a Egyptian deity, and I had to touch it. It was this big, giant granite object, and I had to touch it, and I told my sister, I said, I'm going to touch that, and she goes, don't do it, get thrown out of here, and I had to.
Well,
I had to.
Candace, I touched the David, and, you know, you go into this museum, and there is the David as soon as you walk in, and I just, and my wife goes, no, she, I don't say anything, she already knows. She goes, no. I go, what? She goes, do not touch that. There's ropes around it. And I thought, it was just there. And it's, and I did, and then we got yelled at. Yeah, Paul.
Do ropes and signs make you want to touch something more? Like, if by being told you're not supposed to do it, does it make you want to do it more?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know if I'm like, hey, you know, nobody tells me what to do or I'm going to break the rules or anything. It's just, if you look up the D'Orsay, is the Mona Lisa or Whistler's mother in the D'Orsay? Because I think I might have adjusted or touched the picture frame there.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Is the
There's Van Gogh's in there.
Yeah, Van Gogh, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there Claude Monet in there?
No.
I'm sure you adjusted that.
No, I did not.
Like the flowers, the way the flowers are looking at you.
Current location of Whistler's mother, Dan.
Yes.
Probably in the cemetery.
D'Orsay.
Yes. Yes. So I...
In Pelly.
I got close to Whistler's mother. I got really close to her. Whoa!
Say that.
What's up, baby?
I'll tell you. You know, she heard the voice and she started whistling. Was that Farmer in the Dell?
Yeah.
Hi ho, the merry o, the farm is in the Dell. Yeah, but it does it gets me.
But if you appreciate art, why would you want to do that?
I don't know. It's like cars. Paulie was with me when we were at the Chicago NASCAR race.
Fascinating.
And Jimmy Johnson's car is there, and his spoiler is right there, and I'm touching the spoiler on his car before he's racing. And his crew chief,
Chad Knaus, looked at you like you were an attacker.
He was going to kill me. He was going to kill me. Because I'm like, oh, man, look at this spoiler here.
How about 6 foot and going, don't do that, Dan. Don't do that, Dan.
I'm spoiling the spoiler. Chris Collinsworth will preview Cowboys and Eagles coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. Now, if you've recently changed jobs, maybe you're thinking about retirement. You have to think about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. And maybe it's time to start thinking about investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. You don't want to do it alone, and you can't afford to make mistakes. And you don't have to do either, because over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understanding the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. You also have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that helps you make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, STIFEL.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.